92.5.
Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
A lot of people try to find fun games to play when they're on a first date. Usually it's something boring like checkers or Chinese checkers or Italian checkers. Basically, people play checkers on first dates all the time. But the guy in today's second date update, Mike, chose to play a different game. He didn't go the checker route.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Curveball.
Yeah, what's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. I read your email. Way to be bold and not play checkers on a first date, man.
Yeah, thanks. I thought that was a little too run-of-the-mill, you know?
Yeah. See, exactly. Mike knows what I'm talking about. Everybody's always playing checkers on first dates, huh?
I know.
Why are we so obsessed with checkers right now?
I don't know, Brooke.
What did you do on your first date?
Well, so we went to a bar, right? And, like, we got to the bar, and I wanted to do something fun, and I wanted to break the ice, and so I decided, like, the two of us should play this game together, you know?
Okay, what game?
I thought, we'll look at the bar, and we'll pick out a person, and we'll guess that person's name and what they do for a living.
Oh, I like that game. I play that game. I don't know that there's a name for that game, but I often play that game.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, you get to show each other, like, a little bit of your personality. You laugh.
Yeah, and you get to judge people all at the same time.
No, it's not judging.
It's super
people.
Fun.
It's just, like, making funny backstories about how maybe they, like, worked at a manure plant a while back.
Totally, yeah. So, like, after the game, I thought, let's go talk to them and, like, actually see, like, how did we do?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That's risky. Did you just go up to him and be like, hey, we've been watching you all night trying to guess what you do for a living, and we want to see if we're right, and then ask them a bunch of questions?
So, you know, you go up to them and you just sort of, like, casually ask them about themselves, and you just try and, like, you know, drop it in. Like, I mean, it's easy to start with the name, right? And
right.
then, like, you naturally get to, like, what they do for a living. And, like, it turns out we got one guy right.
So what did this guy do that you got right?
Well, so he works in IT, and we looked at him. We saw his T-shirt. It was like a computer graphic, and he was wearing some glasses, and he was, like, nursing his drink in the corner. And you know, we both thought, like, IT, and we're talking to him, and he tells us he works in IT. And as soon as he said that, just instinct, like, she and I high-five, and he looks at us real weird.
Maybe he just thinks you're really passionate about IT jobs.
IT?
Like, hell yeah, guys, can I get in on that high-five too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, we totally would have high-fived him. Like, it was a great moment.
Okay,
dude,
so it sounds like you had a good time.
Yes, it was so much fun. Like, we kept going around and, like, meeting more people, and there was this other table that we introduced ourselves to, and we, like, we hung out with them. We laughed. I was enjoying myself. She was enjoying herself.
Wow.
This table, like, they enjoyed hanging out with us.
Hey!
I mean, everything sounds great till this point. How'd you end everything?
You know, we both had to be up for work the next day. And, like, we both decided, let's call it a night. And we walked outside. I gave her a hug. And it was just, like, it was a really nice date. Like, you know, nothing awkward. It was just, like, a nice hug at the end. And I haven't heard from her since.
Did you get time through all this game and hanging out with your new group of friends to actually get to know her very well?
I mean, I thought so, yeah. You know, I thought, like, we got a chance to show each other, like, how we interact. And, you know, there were no, like, awkward silences that, like, I tend to experience on first dates. You know, we got to sort of, like, hang out with each other and, like, see how we interact with lots of different kinds of people. I thought it was awesome.
Okay, so after the date, did you make plans to hang out again?
We didn't make concrete plans, but we both said, like, yes, let's hang out again. She confirmed that she had a good time.
Okay.
You know, and I was, like, very clear. Like, this was awesome. I'd love to see you again.
You think she's not calling you back then?
You know, like, I don't know. There was one moment, like, during the night when, like, I made one joke about one guy that, like, I just thought it was a joke that, like, didn't land right, you know?
Uh-huh. What was the joke?
So we were looking at this one guy trying to guess his name and what he does. And, like, his clothes were, like, real shabby. Didn't look like he prized, like, personal hygiene. And, like, I made a comment and a joke about, like, well, he's probably poor.
Oh, dude.
Okay, that's not really a joke. That's just mean.
Yeah.
Were you right? Do you know if you were right?
I don't know. I will be steered clear of that guy.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to talk to poor people anyway, right?
So, yeah.
How did she react when you said that? Did she seem upset?
I mean, there was like a look, right? She seemed a little bit like, oh, she winced a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. He's poor.
No,
you're going to wince.
She didn't wince because of that. She winced because she's a little uncomfortable. And,
yeah.
But,
okay,
but I didn't think it was more than that. I mean, like, I'm poor. I couldn't care less if she's poor, right? Like, I'm just joking.
Okay,
you know?
So you think maybe she's not calling you back because she didn't like that joke?
I mean, that's really all I can think of.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, I'm really surprised that Mike, who is on the phone to call Deanna right now for another date, isn't getting a call back, because normally women love it when you make fun of poor people on dates.
Oh, no.
Mike, I'm surprised. Like, that's always been a go-to for me. Sometimes we just drive around the city and laugh at homeless people, and it's always gotten me so far with ladies.
You're sick, dude.
You're terrible.
That is not fair. That is not at all what I meant. It was a light joke, and it didn't land.
All right, if you're wondering what we're talking about, Mike went out with this girl named Deanna. They went to a bar, and they spent their night playing a fun game where they would look at people and try to guess their occupation and all that, and then even go up to them later and meet them and then find out if they were right. But he feels like she might not be calling back because he had a poorly timed joke where he looked at someone and said, "I bet you that guy's just poor." And his date didn't look like she thought it was funny.
It sounds worse here.
I never heard. Did you ever approach the poor guy and find out what he did?
No, we steered clear of him. I thought it was probably not best to revisit.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, just leave that in the past and move forward.
Yeah.
And even then, it sounds like you recovered, because you said that she was interested in hanging out again at the end of the night.
It sounded like it, yeah. And like, we kept hanging out. We kept meeting these other people. She had a great time.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I'm about to dial her phone number right now and see if we can find out why she's not getting back to you, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Deanna, please?
This is Deanna.
Hey, Deanna, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Brooke and Jubal...
in the Morning. Brooke and Jubal's the first name, last name in the Morning.
No.
Don't listen to him.
What are you calling me about? What's happening?
It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. And we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
About me?
Yeah. His name is Mike, and you guys went out on a date the other night.
Oh. Why did he email you guys?
That was a tone change.
Because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So Mike had a really great time. He says he thought you had a good time too, but now you're not calling him back. So,
well, that's interesting.
That's interesting. You don't think that he had a good time?
You could say that. Yeah. Whoa.
His description of the date is like picture perfect, almost. Like, you guys were laughing, you're high fiving, you gave hugs.
Oh, that's true. I thought we had a really good time. I had fun, but apparently he didn't have, I don't know, good enough time.
Why do you say that?
I mean, how much do you guys know?
Well, we know that you guys went to a bar and then played a game where you would guess people's occupations and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Then went and talked to people and found out if you were right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty much all he told us.
Was it the poor joke? He told us about the poor joke, how he tried make fun of somebody and it didn't really work very well.
No. The whole thing was us judging people. That was fine.
Okay. So you're into that. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I was even joking about somebody saying that they were probably a professional, like, hamburger eater or something. So, I mean, we were just joking. It was all in good fun. It was fine.
Okay, so if that didn't bother you, then why don't you think he had a good time?
Okay, so did he tell you, like, we made some friends?
He told us that you guys talked to a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There was this one group in particular that, like, we kind of ended the evening with. We were sitting at the table and, like, you know, having drinks and having laughs, and, like, we got along really well.
Okay. All that sounds good. Like, you haven't told me anything that sounds bad yet.
So the point is, I had to work in the morning, he had to work in the morning, so it was time to go. You know, we give each other a hug, we say, you know, had a great time, like to see each other again.
And at this point, you think that you guys are going to go out again?
I thought so, yeah. So we say goodbye, and I get home, and one of the girls from the table sent me a friend request on Facebook. So, you know, I accepted her friend request, And like, I had not been home that long. And she sent me a message on Facebook saying that she's like, I don't know if you know, but this guy that you were in with is back at the bar.
Oh.
And he was like, she told me, she's there like in real time, like telling me like what's going on with this guy, that he's like at the bar, like flirting with other girls. When he told me he was going to go home.
So he, didn't go home.
Yeah, but in the same vein, you guys, I mean, it's one date. It's not like you're in a relationship. He has no reason to be.
But I'm just saying it's kind of weird for him to say goodbye to me and go back into the bar where we just had a date and he's hitting on other girls.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could see that.
I'm still on the fence. Is that weird?
I would say that's weird. Like, he said he was going home. He lied. Obviously, he's not that into me. And I'm just not into that.
Okay, well, he said that he was into you.
Well, it seems otherwise.
Okay, well, maybe you want to ask him because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Mike, are you there or have you called another radio show already?
No, come on, guys. Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Mike.
Look, there's a completely reasonable explanation to all of this.
Okay.
I came with a jacket, and when we walked out of the bar, I left it in there. So I went back in to get my jacket.
Okay. So you're saying you forgot your jacket and then you accidentally started flirting with other women?
No, I'm saying that I don't get to, like, have a lot of nights where I get to, like, socialize. I don't go out a lot. And so when I went back in to get the jacket, I went back to the table that we had been hanging out with, and I just, like, stayed and I hung out with them, and I had a good time. I wasn't hitting on other girls.
Oh.
Really? So why would this girl tell me that you were?
I have absolutely no idea. I wasn't even talking to her. I was talking to, like, the other guys at the table more than her. She has no reason to send you that. Like, that's way out of line.
So you're just telling me that she just made it up? That she just decided to tell me, just make up, that you were flirting with other women? Why? What would she do that for? Why would she tell me that?
Look, yes, were there other women at the bar that I spoke to? Yeah. Was I hitting on them? No. Like, not at all.
I hear you. It just seems different than what I heard, and it just felt really, really crappy, you know? Like, I had a good time with you.
Okay, if you're asking me if I am banging anyone that we met...
Wait, that's what? The word that you jumped to?
Mike!
I think she said flirting.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You went from 0 to 100.
Well, I just thought, like, let's put all our cards on the table, you know?
Yeah, put it out there,
wow,
Mike.
You did. You put them all out there.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, Mike, I didn't say you were banging other people.
I mean, I just got, like, I feel like I'm being accused here.
Yeah, but she said flirting, Mike.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well, call a spade a spade. Like, I know, I don't know. I had a good time.
This is such an intense conversation after a first date.
Yeah.
Like, Mike sounds like a sketchball. And
I don't know about a sketchball. Like, that's a little bit harsh.
No, I agree. But, you know, like, both of you sound a little crazy on the phone right now to me.
It's not my fault. I was brought into this on the radio. I was happy to just leave it alone, you know?
That's true. I'll give you that.
Look, Deanna, I like you. I had a good time. And I obviously wouldn't be calling this radio station to get in touch with you if I was banging somebody else.
Mike, so stop it. We get it. We get it, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Deanna, would you like to go on a second date with Mike? We will pay for it. Assure you he's not banging anybody else at that bar.
Please, Deanna, please go out with me again. Like, I swear on my life, on my brother's life, on my mother's life, on my grandmother's life, that I was only going back into that bar to get my jacket.
Wow. You hear that,
wow.
Deanna? People will die if Mike's lying. So would you go out with him one more time?
I mean, I don't want to hurt his mom. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yay. So that's a yes. So you'll go on a second date with Mike?
Sure. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Sure, yes.
Oh, Deanna, that's amazing.
Okay.
Thank you. I promise you will not regret it. We'll have a great, great time.
Okay. But keep the banging talk to a minimum.
Awesome.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Got a text in at 78592 says that guy is totally lying. He definitely went back to that bar to hit on other women.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
If you missed today's second date update, that was taped while Brooke was still here. Jackie is filling in while she's out on maternity leave. Mike wanted to call a girl named Deanna who wasn't calling back after their date. Apparently, while they were out on their first date, they kind of played a game where they would look at people and guess what they did for a living.
Sounds
and stuff.
Fun, though. I kind of like that whole thing.
And then they'd go up and talk to those people and find out if they were right. Well, after they left each other for the evening, apparently they made friends with some people, and one of the girls texted her and was like, hey, that guy's back here again, and he's totally hitting on everybody. So she didn't want to call him back because he figured that he was just a player, and he went back to the same bar they were just hanging out at to hit on people. And he swore that he forgot his coat there, and he just ended up, like, hanging out, and he doesn't know a lot of people and have a lot of friends, so he was just having a good time. And she bought it. And
it worked.
Agreed to go out with him again.
Okay.
So
she had someone that was almost a stranger, another female that went out of her way to say, girl, he's a dog.
Yep.
And she, I mean, and normally girls, you know, that's the kind of girl you want to be friends with.
But you know, Jackie, girls are haters like that. Like if if I went back to a bar and I was just like randomly having conversations with like five other women that night, somebody's going to be like, he's hitting on girls. That's just how it works. When all I was doing was just trying to hang out with my friends, my new friends that I met because I forgot my jacket.
Yeah, no.
Totally innocent.
No.
Anyway, they agreed to go out again. If you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back. It is Friday, so Young Jeffrey's Song of the Week, just a few minutes away at 8:10.